Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I am Joanne Barton. You're listening to Applause Radio Show, and I'm so excited we're doing this special show tonight because we have a very special guest. And if anybody knows me, you know I love the Partridge Family, the Brady Bunch, the Munson, all that stuff that we grew up watching and things to on the TV. So I just wanted to say that tonight we have with us Johnny Ray Miller. He wrote the book called When We're Singing. It's not just about the Partridge Family. It's on more, I believe, about the music. We're going to touch on that. However, but before we start, let's say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kidnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Oral satisfaction guaranteed. Let's get right to it. On the phone, how are you, sir? Mr. Johnny Ray Miller, welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. Excited.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you. You kidding me? So let's talk about this.
Thank you.
When did you write it? How long has it been out? What made you write it? I mean, you must be a huge fan as well. I mean, talk to me.
Yep. All of the above. Yes. So, let me go back and tell you the story. I'm a huge fan. I was always a fan. The Partridge Family was my go-to TV show. And bigger for me, it became my go-to music. It wasn't just my music as a kid. It stayed with me. And, you know, as I grew up, it was just always part of my life. And I grew up to kind of realize this was great music. It wasn't bubblegum. It was legitimate, great, pop, easy-listening style music. To come to find out who worked on this music, it's just kind of mind-blowing. And then you've got this incredible voice of David Cassidy. He was known to us as Keith Partridge, that voice, just resonates. So that's how it all started for me and being a fan. And I went and studied theater. So my background is in the theater. And I booked David Cassidy into the theater that I was running. And this was in 2009. And it went so well that it sort of stimulated the idea to do this book because nothing like this had been done before. And so he got behind me. What's that?
I said, I didn't think so. I mean, it's not just about the Partridge Family, the show. It basically is more revolves around the music, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was a huge David Cassidy fan, you know, his solo work and everything that he did. So I got him to come to the theater, and he did a concert there with his band, and it was extremely successful. And of course, you can imagine I promoted the heck out of it. And, you know, everybody walked away happy. And so I got this idea that nobody had done a biography on the Partridge Family. There had been a fan guide in the 90s, but that's really all we got. You know, we always joke like those Bradys, they get everything. You know, the Bradys get everything. The Partridge Family gets shafted. So, you know, I'm like, what is somebody going to write a book about the Partridge Family? And it just kind of dawned on me. It was like that little moment, that bell, like, ding, could I do this? And so, you know, David, with David behind me and a great experience with him, I figured I needed Shirley Jones. And if I could get her interested, I would use it as a sign to keep on going. And sure enough, you know, David led to Shirley, and then, you know, sparing you the long story, I got Shirley. And, you know, after that, that was the snowball formation, I always say. And then the snowball just kept rolling down the hill and getting bigger and bigger. And I spent 5 years on it, just researching like crazy and interviewing everybody that I could get. And so 5 years later and 100 interviews in, I decided to run a Kickstarter campaign. And we did that, and it was just a phenomenal success. And that's what launched the book. Through the Kickstarter campaign, you know, that's why it's as thick as it is. That's why it's a hardback. That's why this is what the fans wanted. So by running the Kickstarter, I could say, okay, here's what we can do. What do you want? And they spoke loud and clear.
Wow. I got to ask that. I mean, before I ask you my question that I want to add, and we've got callers, so my board is lighting up. I have to ask you one question. Well, the reason I would have had you on anyway, because I'm a huge fan and I wanted to talk about the book.
Oh.
But the main reason we squeezed you in tonight is because on the 25th is the 50th anniversary, and you guys are getting together to do a 50th anniversary celebration on Facebook Live and YouTube as well, right? 8:30,
right.
The exact time, and I believe it's the exact time it aired and the date and everything.
Yeah.
Explain everybody, tell everybody where they could catch that.
Okay, yeah, it's the 50th anniversary Partridge Family Reunion, and it's on 8:30 Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, 8:30, did I say that right? 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live at When We're Singing, my page, When We're Singing. And it can also be found on YouTube at Telegraph Hill Records.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's the launch of it all. And what's really interesting about this is that it is the exact day and the exact time 50 years ago that the Partridge Family debuted. I mean, what are the chances that September 25, 2020 would fall on a Friday? I mean, what are the chances of that?
Wow. And,
and
joining you is Shirley Jones, Danny Bonaducci. I mean, you've got Chris coming on. I mean, you've got everybody.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. It's so exciting.
Yeah,
Partridge
absolutely.
Family fans are going to I know, I'm a fan. We'll love this. We're going to have a blast.
Absolutely. I can't wait to catch it myself. So I have one question before I go to the phone. What is your favorite David Cassidy song? And I'll tell you mine.
Now, do you want me to say my favorite Partridge Family song or David Cassidy solo song?
He did it on the show, the one I'm talking about, but I guess he sang it in concert. I never saw him live, so... I don't know.
Okay. I'll just count. My favorite Partridge Family song is their Christmas song called My Christmas Card to You. But if we take Christmas out of the picture, then it becomes, man, it's tough for me. I mean, how do you pick a favorite Partridge Family song? I love them all. You know?
Well, I do too,
really...
but I have one that gives me chills, and I love singing it, too, his version.
Oh, man. It's hard for me to pick one. And tonight my mood is that I'm going to pick Roller Coaster from the fourth season. It wasn't even a single.
Wow. Wow. Do you want to know mine?
They'll know what I'm talking
about. You want to know mine?
Yes.
I want her. I need her. I love the way he sings Walking in the Rain. Love it.
Love that song.
Oh,
you know,
my
that
hair stand up.
Do you know that song was released as a single in England, and in the UK it went to number 10 over there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's got to be my number one. The hair on my arm stands up when I hear David sing that. Okay, let's take a call. Do you mind?
No, let's do it. I'm thrilled.
Here we go. You ready? Let's start the ball. Here we go.
Hi there, Johnny.
Who's calling?
This is Linda D'Ambrosio.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Hey there. I want to thank you for keeping David's legacy alive. I am just so thrilled that you stepped up to the plate. You stayed in the trenches, and you respectfully just keep on keeping on with this, because this is just the start of something big, and you launched just many, many more years to come, and I'm really excited about this Friday.
Oh, Linda, you are literally choking me up. That is so nice of you to say. I can't thank you enough. That is the kindest thing. I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. I'm just so thankful, because you're such an integral part of this whole thing. And David's, to me, the greatest musician that ever lived, because he put his heart into it and he connected with people and he changed people's lives forever. I'll have to say that my favorite song is Could It Be Forever? Because when David passed, he answered that question, because it will be forever for him and those that follow him.
Yeah.
Oh, Linda, that's so nice.
Yeah, I have to say, I think it's so sad that, he doesn't get the recognition for being the musician he was. I mean, he really was extremely talented. The voice was fantastic. And he played guitar. I mean, he was great.
Yeah. Yeah, this is somebody who's extremely underrated, and it's become my mission to be out there talking about this and writing about this. And, I mean, I feel like David Cassidy should be remembered right up there with all the greats from his era. I think he should be remembered up there with Rod Stewart and Billy Joel and Elton John and all those guys from the 70s. He had a more challenging obstacle to get over, and it was a catch-22 for him. The very show that launched him and the image that came with it, that set him up there, was also something then that got in the way later on.
Right.
And that
right.
image stayed with him pretty much forever, I think.
Right.
And he did a lot of solo albums. Few people realize this guy, they put out 10 Partridge Family albums. In addition to that, David Cassidy has at least 16. It depends on how you count them, but with new material on it, 16 solo albums. People don't realize this. And that voice of his, he has all kinds of different sounds. And, he did Broadway. He can do pop. He did the blues.
Yeah.
He can do jazz. Gosh, in the 80s, he even did techno. I mean, this guy, he was versatile.
Oh, man, I wish I had a copy of the book. I wish we had connected sooner and you could have sent me a copy. But, oh, man. Well, Linda, do you have anything else you want to talk to Johnny about so we can get to another caller?
Well, I just want to thank him for doing this, and I want to thank everybody that's respectfully promoting David's legacy, because there are younger people now that are hearing his music for the first time, and they're connecting
yeah.
with true music that really connects and relates to people. It's uplifting, and it really tugs at your heartstrings, and it's going to really affect a new generation, which is amazing. So thanks for staying on course.
Linda, thank you so much for all the encouragement. I really appreciate it. I just can't say how much I thank you.
Love you, Johnny.
Linda,
right back at you,
Linda. Thank you for calling. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to keep your number here, and we'll let you know if you won the book. We'll call you after the show.
Thank you, and thanks for doing the show. It's really amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. We hope you tune in more often. We have some great guests coming up.
Awesome.
Well, take care. Hopefully we'll be calling you after the show. Thank you, Linda. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you ready for another call, John?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Who's
calling?
Is it me?
It's you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell. Hi, I'm Jan Hill. And, Johnny, I just got your book and sent you a message and saying thank you because I went to the Hollywood store for you to sign the book, so I'm super excited for that.
Oh, Jan, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's nice
Jan
to meet
Southern,
you.
Jan Southern Hill is my name on Facebook.
I think I know. I think I can remember the name.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can't even believe that I'm talking to anyone associated with the Partridge Family. Danny Bonaducci is 4 days younger than I am.
That's crazy.
And so when the Partridge Family came on, of course, I was front and center waiting for it that Friday night, and was just blown away. When it came on, and then I thought, okay, this is the first guy I've ever loved is David Cassidy. And I was like, is this guy for real? You know? And so I read his book, his eye-opening book, and So I have a question. During the show, I know that he had his gallbladder removed.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
And right. It was like in 71, is that right?
I believe so.
So there is an episode where he's in the shower, and he walks around the corner, and he does not have the scar. And then several episodes or the next season, he does have this long scar. And I was just wondering, I read in his book that he was saying he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's right.
For a while, and I just wondered, you know, I mean, I just have no idea how he did that, how he was just in so much pain, but he just kept keeping on.
Yeah, I think from what I understand, it was the summer of 71, and when he left the hospital, I think he went back out on the road sooner than they wanted him to go. Now, as far as the show goes, you know, they would shoot episodes several weeks ahead of time, and they had hiatus from time to time. And so, you know, that the timing of when you would spot it on the television show is sort of not easy to line up with when it actually happened because of the way they shot the show. And I think I should know this, and I'm not sure, but I think they did push shooting back maybe a couple of weeks because of that.
No, you're right. They did.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's kind of crazy how much I know about this show.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Johnny, was he touring during the gallbladder surgery or no? Because he did some grueling scheduling on the tours. I know that. Was he touring at the time?
Yeah, he was touring. Yeah,
wow.
He was touring, and I think he went into the hospital, and you know, I'm thinking, gosh, you may know, you may be a bigger fan than me, but I don't think that the concerts got disrupted. I think he went back out.
He was sent home the first time, but he continued to work for a while, and then he woke up at like 2 a.m. one morning, and it was really bad, and then went to the hospital and had surgery.
Maybe
that's what he came up with the idea with the "I woke up in pain this morning," you know.
That could have been a song for
it. I'm only kidding. Well, Jan, do you have anything else you'd like to add? Because we've got other callers.
I mean, I have
like
a million questions about you. I know you have other callers. I just want to thank you for picking up my call and for writing this book, for just being so awesome, and I'm so excited for Friday night for the
Oh, that's fantastic. I I'm so happy to get to talk with you, and I'm glad you like the book. Tune in on Friday night, and we're going to have a blast. We're going
to
have a blast.
I can't wait to get the book.
Well, Jan, if you don't mind, I'm going to write your number down, and we're going to pick a name and number after the show, during the show, and someone will be getting an autographed copy of the book from Johnny.
Oh, I appreciate it.
All right, well,
Johnny,
thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to meet you.
You bet.
Take care, Jan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Johnny. You ready for another call, John?
Oh, yeah, let's keep going.
Hold on 1 minute. Let's see what we got. Let's see. Hold on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Elaine King.
Hi, Elaine, you're on the phone with Johnny Miller.
Hi, Johnny.
We finally get to talk.
I know. I figure if I can't meet you, I'm going to talk to you.
Well, I'm thrilled we finally get to talk.
I know. I've been haunting you for a long time.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about Friday.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast. We are going to have such a good time.
Right.
Yeah, and I run one of David Cassidy's fame groups. Still loving you, David.
Oh, do you really?
So everybody join. Join
our
group.
What is the name of the group, Elaine?
Still loving you, David.
Oh, cool. So anybody could go and join? Where is it, on Facebook? Or is it on?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Very nice. Did you have a question for Johnny as well, or no?
No, I just wanted to say hi to him.
Oh, that's so nice, Elaine.
I don't need the book. I already have the book.
Oh, okay. We won't put you in that. We won't put you in the hat.
No, don't put me in the hat. I just need his signature on my book, right, Johnny?
One of these days, aren't you in Florida, Elaine, or somewhere down there?
I'm in Florida, yes, and I go to Ohio a lot.
Oh, okay. Gosh, one of these times, maybe I'll get a chance to do a convention or a book signing in Florida. I'd love to come down there. Maybe I'll see you then.
Well, you just come on down.
I would love it.
Wherever you go, I will find you.
Oh, that's so nice, Elaine.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you get on with another caller.
Thank you, Elaine.
Okay, bye, Elaine.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Johnny, you ready? One more call. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's connect here. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling?
Hi, is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi, this is Waverly. I'm calling from Arizona. How are you?
Hi, Waverly. Hi, would you like to talk to Johnny?
Yes, I would. And when I was at work today and I was saying that I was going to try to call into the show tonight, I mentioned the Partridge Family, and I was like a dagger went into my heart. The young man I worked with today, he goes, "Partridge, like partridge in a pear tree?" I was like, "What? You don't know the I said, "You don't know who the Partridge Family is?" And I said, "When were you born?" And he told me, I said, "When were your parents born?" He goes, 1974. I was like, "What?" I said, "Not when they graduated high school. When were they born?" He goes, "No, my parents were born in 1974. I was like, "Oh, my God." I said, "Go home." I said, "Look," I said, "I think it's on MeTV or TV Land." I said, "They still play." I go, "You'll love the show." I said, "I swear you'll get addicted." I said, "It's such a fun show." And I gave him the whole premise. And I said it was a single mom and the family had a TV, a band. And they go, "She wasn't like a prim and proper housewife." I go, "She went on dates all the time." And they go, he goes, "Back then?" I said, "It was a great show." I said, "You wait till you see it." And I go, "And they covered a lot of good topics too." And they did, and they had great songs. But I just love the show. And I'm around the same age as Lori would be, you know, today. So So
right.
I love Lori. I love Lori. I always wished I had her hair, and now I do. You know, I have great hair for my age, but I love Lori's clothes. I tried to emulate her in every sense of the way, you know, on the show, whatever she had. I wanted to have the same dress, the same pants, and I had tons of pantsuits back in the day. I loved her pantsuits. I just, oh, I loved the show. I loved it. So,
oh, that's
I'm
so
gonna,
nice to hear.
Lots of fun.
So I can't, Oh yeah, I had tons. Oh my God, I think polyester was my middle name. Are you kidding? And those elastic waistbands were horrible, but I love the pantsuits. Easy up, easy
and you
down.
Had the, what about the bell bottoms? You have those too?
Oh my God, some of those elephant bell bottoms. My God, a wind came and it would whack my skinny legs. Boom, bam, oh. And oh, I'm telling you, I just every one of those fashions. Sometimes Danny's fashions used to drive me crazy because they always had them with mixed matched colors, and I'm like, what's up with
yeah.
that? But Lori, she was just so well dressed. I loved it, but I did. I loved it. I loved everything, and I'm waiting. I can't wait to see them. I don't have a copy of the book. I can't wait to see the book. I have never seen the book before, and just when I saw the ad for, you know, the Facebook thing about the show, I was like, I didn't even know there was a book, so I was so excited, and I'm just so excited that the Partridge Family is still, the show is just still so alive, and
yeah.
I love it. I love it. And I love that you
know
so much about the show.
I don't think it'll ever go away. I don't think it'll ever go away.
I don't either.
No.
I think it's a classic television show. It was one of a kind. There's nothing like it. You know, it came on right after the Brady Bunch. And the Brady Bunch was the lead-in for it. And it was Family Hour on Friday nights. And
yes.
That show... Yeah, you know, with the music especially and the voice of David Cassidy, it will live on forever. And I think the longer we go forward, the more appreciation that David will get for his voice. And that the show itself, you know, the show has a lot in it that is that resonates. One of the producers I interviewed for the book, he was the executive producer, told me that he was most proud of the episodes that they did that were cause related, you know, they did a lot of things, and that kind of stuff lives on, you know, it's relevant even today.
Well, right. They had the episode with the Black Panthers. That was,
right.
They had so many topics. They did so many, and Lori with their Women's Lib. And I mean, so many, and the fact that they didn't make Shirley, you know, a little stay at home, you know, easy bake oven mom, you know,
I mean,
they had her out dating. You didn't see that in other single mother homes, you know. It was nice to see that a mother could actually have a life and be a woman. It was so ahead of its time.
Yes,
what do you
think?
I
agree.
John, do you think the cow sills are kicking themselves in the ass?
Well, actually, it's funny that you bring them up because the Cowsills and Shirley Jones were very good friends all through the years. And it was loosely based on the Cowsills, but it wasn't the Cowsills that turned down the show. The producers, what happened was they didn't really feel that they were actors. And they made the choice to go with actors over singers rather than singers over actors. That's kind of how it all turned out.
Right, and just so happened David was actually a singer. I mean, and originally it started with somebody else singing, and he said, hey, I can sing, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And it just
sure good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and boy,
right.
Did he look good in those sweater vests.
I guess, you know, if anybody could look good in a sweater vest, it would be David Cassidy.
Yeah. Well, another thing I liked about the show was he was a celebrity, yet at school he wasn't one. But whenever he sang, he had the girls chasing him and everything. But he didn't have that at school. He was a normal guy at school. He wasn't a tough guy. He didn't stand out. I mean, he was even at the point where people would pick on him because he was, wasn't a tough guy.
Right, and that was a very, very smart move on the part of the writers. They wanted to create a character that was relatable, that was imperfect somehow. And making that choice to do that, they came up with a character that was relatable to a lot of boys, which is why David was so very huge with not just girls, but with the boys too. He ended up with a fan club that surpassed the Beatles and surpassed Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big he was.
Wow. Can I ask one question? Why is Susan so withdrawn? I mean, you don't see her at, like, when you do, like, a reunion thing or any kind of get-together. Like, you never hear anything about Susan.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. We love her, and we would love to have her. You know, everybody loves her, but I just don't know.
You know, she did her L.A. Law thing, but you don't see her. So did she just wanted to leave that Purchase family persona? Or do you think it's a vain thing? Because she, she was so beautiful when she was young. And, I mean, we all age. I mean, we all age.
Well,
but
you know, a lot of the Bradys didn't embrace it either, and now they are. They definitely have realized the huge following that people have
and impact it had on people
that they're all embracing it now. There was a time when Jan E. Plum didn't want anything to do with it, but she's involved again. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Typecasting, stereotyping, I don't know. As an actress, who knows? Maybe that's why she doesn't want to be so. Look at Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island. She wants nothing to do with it. And there's such a huge love of Gilligan's Island,
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no one knows. No one can speak for them and why they make the choices they do. But, my response always to that is to just come back and say, we love you, Susan. Come join us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, Waverly, but Friday they're doing
It was great to meet you. It was great to meet you, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for keeping them alive.
We'll put your name and number in the hat to see if you win the autographed copy of the book.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks. Fingers and toes crossed.
All right, thank you for calling.
Keep on singing. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, you too. Stay out of those bell bottoms.
I hated bell bottoms, to be honest. I couldn't stand them. I think I was the only one in the 70s who didn't wear them. I couldn't stand them. I could not stand them. And the polyester pants, I couldn't stand. I wore straight leg jeans. I the bootleg cut, I could not stand. Levi's or Lee's, I don't even know what they were. But I'm talking about the 70s. Of course, designer jeans. But I could not stand bell bottoms. Oh, God. It was the ugliest thing going.
I was too little at that point. My mother was still dictating what I would wear, so I had no choice.
Right. Well, now, listen, as a huge fan, when you produced shows for David, I mean, that you must have been beside yourself.
I was. It was an incredible experience. I was the manager at a theater in Pennsylvania. It was the second theater that I, in essence, ran. And it sort of became this little dream of mine to see if I could get David to come to the theater. And I don't know how any of this happened. It's sort of like the perfect timing and the perfect time for the magic in my life to happen. And it just did. It was, we got David and he came in and we sold the place out 3 weeks ahead of the concert. We had a memorabilia exhibit in one room that was part of the price of the ticket. We had the town was decorated in Partridge Family, David Cassidy decor from the storefront windows to we even had David Cassidy music playing into the downtown on the speakers outside when he entered the town. It was just a phenomenal event. And I'll never forget it. And they had, him and his band, had a terrific time. And so when all of it ended, I had done that concert, and then I actually left that job. My mother started to have trouble with Alzheimer's, and I needed to be closer. And I was just sitting one day. I'll never forget this. I was sitting one day in a Panera Bread, and I had my laptop, and was killing some time, and I was just surfing Partridge Family sites, which is what I did when I got bored. Now, this was before Facebook was as strong of an entity as it is now. So you would surf websites, and there was, you know, only a couple out there. And we all of us fans were always wanting someone to write a book on the Partridge Family. And it was just like this little bell in my head that kind of, the voice was, I wonder if I could dot, dot, dot. Nah, I could never do that. And it just, I thought, well, you know, I had this great experience with David Cassidy, and I think he'd be behind me. He told me flat out he'd work with me anytime because he was so impressed with the concert and the concert venue. And so I went to Shirley Jones management and said, you know, I recommend you speak with David. I'm wanting to get in touch to see if she would support a book. And sparing you the long detailed story of it all, the answer was yes. And I couldn't believe that. So, you know, right. Getting Shirley, now I have David on board. I've got Shirley on board. Now it seems like, you know, that's that little snowball that you put at the top of the hill, and now it just rolls downhill. And that's kind of how it happened. Every little turn, every little which way I went, the gods were just saying, yes, 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 do this. And it just kept unfolding.
Wow. You know what? It escapes me. Did Shirley and Jack meet on the Partridge Family set? I think they did. No?
No, actually, they were married before the Partridge Family.
Oh, okay. That's why I said it escaped me. I couldn't remember the story, but behind it, it was not in my... I'm confusing reading... I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they met on the set of a movie they were working on, or a show they were doing together. They were doing something together professionally, and that's how they met. But it was before the Partridge Family. Yeah, long before.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember. I've read a few, God, years ago, Brady Bunch books and you know, all my favorite shows as well. And I'm not sure if I read the Cassidy book. I do have the box set of every show that, you know, the series, and I never even opened it. I don't want to open it. I don't want to open it. I don't want to open it. It's sealed.
You're one of those collectors, yeah.
No, I just don't have the heart to open it because, you know what, I can see me sitting there for like 2 days, 3 days watching it, and I don't have the time.
But
hey, you never know. You never know. I might meet one of them one day and ask them to sign it. Who knows? And that would be a major thrill for me. So, but
sure.
Oh my goodness. So tell us in the book, give us a few. I know you're focusing more on the music side of it, but can you share any stories? Did you do interviews with any of the cast as well? And can you share any stories that are in there that are a highlight, at least one, like a great, funny story?
Oh yeah. I interviewed all of them, with the exception of Susan Day. And yes, there's a whole section. Well, it runs throughout. The quotes from the cast members run throughout the book. But I did write a section in the middle of the book about how they related to one another as a family off the set. It was a smooth show. It was an easy show for the producers because there was glue there. They just stuck together. They all got along. And there's so many. Danny Bonaducci has the greatest stories of them all. And I put every story that I could find that he told me in the interview and ones that he told has told through the years, I put every single one of them in the book. He talks about one of my favorite ones is – they were on the set one day and he was screwing around and Susan Day decided to dump an entire pitcher of milk over his head. And she did it. She blew, of course, you know, when you do that, then they have to change their clothes, and it takes time and all this. But anyway, Danny had them so frustrated because he was screwing around and they dumped milk on his head. And the way he tells the story, I love the way he tells the story. He says, "That's when I knew that that I was being treated like one of the adults. They were pranking me the way that other adults prank one another, and it made him feel, boy, I can't even tell it the way he tells it, but it's in my book." Danny really grew a lot through that show. He came on, you know, he looks very young in the first season, and by the fourth season, I think he is the actor, you know, who changed the most through the series, his looks and his whole disposition. And he always talks with such value for the show and how much it meant to him, how close he was to Dave Madden and Shirley Jones and how much influence they had on his life. That's all in my book.
Well, he felt that they were more family to him than his own family, I believe, right? That's what I have heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he talks about that all the time. And it's great to listen to him talk, because especially when he's visual, when you can see him on TV, because he's just so genuine. He's such a great, genuine guy, and you can just see how much it all means to him. And, you know, I just really think he's great. But, I mean, they all have these fantastic stories to tell, really. I mean, Shirley talks about how they taught her to drive the bus because she really had to drive the bus, and that the Teamsters Union made her a member in the end. Brian Forster, the little blonde drummer, remembers her driving the bus, and he has really vivid memories of the Christmas episode and the episode where they went out on the cruise ship, the location thing with they went on a cruise. He had vivid memories and very good friends with Suzanne Crowe, who, you know, passed away. He did a tribute to her that's in my book, that even if you're not the type of person who ever chokes up, this will choke you up. It's that good. It's really nice. Shirley Jones, again, like the glue. She was just the glue to that show, and they all respected her, and she cared for all of them, and that just comes through on that show. And all that's in my book, too.
You're right. And that's probably why it was so good as well, because they seemed normal, like really not acting. They weren't, you know, they seemed close. It was a real atmosphere, you know. And they definitely could see that. And you could feel it. You could see it and feel it. It came across.
Yeah, it's the chemistry. I mean, it's the chemistry that they had was just 100% with each other. It's really great chemistry.
Right. Why did they switch out the drummers, the Chris's? Why did they switch them out? Do you know?
The first drummer, his family, his father got a job offer on the other side of the country. And despite what everybody remembers about what a meteoric rise the Partridge Family was, what's really interesting is that the networks did not renew the show right away. It was several months down the road before it got a renewal, even for the second half of the first season. So Jeremy's dad had to make a decision, and there was no assurance that that show was going to make it, get renewed.
Right.
And so, you know, he made the best decision for his family, and off they went.
Right. Are you? Was he interviewed for the book, or are you in touch with him as well?
Yeah. Yes, he's going to be there Friday night, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay. I didn't mention him.
He was just added to the list today, actually.
Oh, cool. Well, for folks
breaking
that don't
news.
Know, for those of you who are just joining us, on Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, you can go to the When We're Singing page on Facebook, and they are going to have a 50th anniversary celebration with Shirley Jones, Danny Bonaducci, Chris, why do I keep calling him Chris? I'm so sorry. Brian. You just said who's joining? Jeremy's joining as well.
Jeremy Gilblatt and Rick Siegel.
Yes, and little Ricky Siegel. Oh, he was so cute, little Ricky. Oh, he was so cute.
Yeah.
So I would love to see what he looks like now. I actually never saw what he looked like. I'm going to have to look him up. because, oh, he was so cute. Oh, he was so cute. You know, he was just adorable.
Yeah.
Who was
yeah,
he related
he really
to?
Was
he related to anybody in the industry? I'm wondering if why they chose him.
No, he has a really special story on how he got on the Partridge Family. His mom and dad were musicians, but they were your average non-famous musicians. I think he lived in Long Island. It was in New York. And they had a little band that his dad had put together called Family Business. And his family got a deal in Tennessee and Nashville. I think it was to do a recording. I'm sure Rick's going to tell us the story on Friday. And they went down there and they saw an ad for the Partridge Family, and that's how that they needed someone for the Partridge Family, and that's how the ball got rolling.
What made them want to bring him in? Because the show was doing fine.
They were okay. So in the fourth season, David Cassidy said he was not going to come back for a fifth season. So what they were doing was experimenting with ideas, with bringing different people on, just so that they, you know, because they were trying to find a way to keep the show alive once David was gone. And they knew that they couldn't replace Keith Partridge. So they had to come up with these other ideas, and he was one of those ideas.
Oh, very interesting. I know they wrote a cute factor, obviously, but, you know, also
right.
– There was something else I wanted to. I was mentioning also, and the show is also going to be. What is the record again? Delpha. We're on YouTube. On YouTube, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. You can watch the show on the When We're Singing Facebook Live page, or you can go to YouTube to Telegraph Hill Records and watch it there.
That's it. Telegraph Hill. I'm sorry. I thought it was Delpha. Oh, Jesus. Telegraph. No, I never got your email, so I'm going off the top of my head. So I did want to mention to you as well, there's an article in the Observer newspaper on the East Coast here about the celebration and where people can tune in too. So, and also about you and the book. So now, is there anything you want to share with everybody out there in regard to other than where they can catch the anniversary? I mean, we just talked about that. Where can people get the book?
Well, you can get the book at my website, which is titled after the book, whenwersingin.com.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And would you like me to shake the little hat now to see who won the book?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's shake it up. All right, we've got Linda D'Ambrosio. Oh, Linda, if you're still listening, you won the book, and Johnny's going to sign it. I'm going to call you for your address, and I'll get it over to Johnny, and he's going to take care of that.
Congratulations,
Linda. I wish it was me. I wish I was the winner. I didn't put my name in the hat, so I didn't.
You're coming Friday night, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Oh, wonderful.
I would not.
Wonderful.
And I'm also going to post it on my information as well on my social, so people know to join as well, as you know, to just remind people too.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific.
Yeah. I hope it's going to be a great blowout, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh,
so.
It will be. I'm looking forward to it. There's all kinds of events on Facebook all day long. With different Partridge Family and David Cassidy groups. Yeah, I don't have my post put together yet, but I'm going to try to get as much of it out there in one post for people to see.
Great. Well, if you want to tag me.
Absolutely, I will.
Yes, definitely. Well, oh, my God, Johnny, the time just flew. My God, I can't thank you enough for joining me. It was a pleasure meeting you, a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, Joanne.
I hope we stay in touch, and I'd love
Absolutely.
To keep in touch
I'm
with
thrilled.
Him.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on this.
Enough.
It was so much fun.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. But good luck Friday, and I will be tuning
in.
I can't wait. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I will definitely tell people about it again before it happens, and definitely the day of. So,
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Excellent.
Well, we will see you Friday night.
Yes, and I will call Linda D'Ambrosia, and I will get her address, and I'll send that over to you.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Johnny. All the best. Good luck. It's been a pleasure. And, again, thank you for calling and spending the evening with me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It has been a blast. I hope we get to do it again sometime.
Oh, definitely. Anytime. Please reach out. Anytime. Anytime. I'll do another special show for you. I don't mind.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, if you ever need anything, let me know. If you need to announce something, get it out. Just shoot me an email or a message, text message, or whatever Messenger. Just send me a message, and I'd be more than happy if you need to get the word out on something or if you just want to come back.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm a huge fan. So, all right. Well, Johnny Ray Miller, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, get the book, When We're Singing, this Friday, the 50th anniversary. Go join them on the When We're Singing fan page on Facebook and also on YouTube, Telegraph Hill Records, on Friday, the 25th of September at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and have a great time. Johnny, thank you again, sir. You take care, and all the best. Good luck,
oh,
Friday.
Oh, you too. Oh,
all
thank
right,
you. Come on, get happy, right?
Come on, get happy. All right, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Oh, Johnny's a really nice guy. It's so funny. I'm for those of you who know me personally, I'm a huge pop culture freak. I grew up watching TV. I mean, that was my babysitter. I don't want to say my babysitter. Everything I know, I've learned on TV. So I hated school. So TV was my teacher. So, but anyway, Johnny Ray Miller, thank you again for joining us. When We're Singing, check out the book. Go to his website, When We're Singing. And again, the 50th anniversary special is Friday. And thank you to our callers. And thank you to the sponsors, the High Barn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnesville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper, West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Mack's Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, the most delicious hot dogs you're going to find, and oral satisfaction guaranteed. And I have coming up, coming up on the 23rd, Kirk Fletcher, he's a blues musician. We're going to play some new music for him. And Paul Cruz, he's from the Palm Springs Comedy Extravaganzas. I don't have the exact word. And on the 27th, we've got G.T. Spooner. We're going to play a new song for him. And Allison Arngrom is coming back. Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie. And October is shaping up to be very, very nice. You guys are going to love October. So I thank you all for listening. I had a lot of fun. Everybody take care. Linda, I will be giving you a call. I'm going to get your address. We're going to get it over to Johnny. And we will get a book out to you right away. Take care, everybody. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to end the show with a song that I wrote. I'm not promoting myself. I'm not even going to say I wrote it anymore. It's called Be Kind. We do need to be kind to one another. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night, the 23rd. Take care. Bye-bye. Be kind.